When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge. I'm Anthony Irwin, joined, as always, after these playoff games by Raj Chapalu. Raj, the Lakers are now down 3-0 to the Denver Nuggets. They are a mere game from elimination. If this game was any kind of indicator as to whether or not they would have enough pride to maybe sneak one out of here and maybe earn themselves a gentleman sweep, I would say that feels pretty unlikely. And with that in mind, you know, I think we have to kind of go back to a very, very important question that we were asking before the series even started. And to ask that question is our good buddy Harrison.
Oh, God.
Hey, Raj, how's it going?
I've been better.
Yeah, me too. I don't even want to take a victory lap because it's like a defeat.
No, go ahead. Ask the question. Get it out there.
I mean, do you still feel like the Lakers shouldn't have ducked smoke and shouldn't have maybe taken the path through the other side of the bracket?
So this hurts still, but I'm still going to stand on we made the right decision. And one of the reasons, and I'll get into it later, but I think it was important we play Denver. And even if you go out like this, I think we got answers to questions that would not have come up against any other team. So I think it was important to know how far we are from the bar. And so I understand it's tough today and like something might like,
I am way too far from a bar right now. I am like, wait, like
I mean, the answer is a bar, very far below the bar. We have learned, you know, yes. if we had not learned from the eight straight losses sure. going into this. Yeah. Sure. We have learned now with 11 straight, I think. I mean, you know, I will grant you the one positive now is that, you know, we wouldn't have gotten fire Darvin chance in like the Western Conference finals, you know, even if they were getting swept. Like, I don't think that would have happened because it would have been like enough goodwill from, okay, they got here, you know, they beat everyone they could. They're pretty good, whatever. Like if you're going down three, so, you know, I mean, maybe in retrospect, I'm willing to cede to the people that were like, you know, you either find out if you could beat Denver or maybe this guy is gone because I don't know that, you know, like, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, Jeannie and Rob respond to is public shaming. And so not that I would encourage Lakers fans to chant that all game in game four or something, but, you know, I'm just saying you can make change if you want to.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, let's say
you word by a boo.
Like, but how bad would it
have looked? The power of democracy is within all of us.
But Harrison, imagine you rest LeBron and AD in that, you know, first playing game against New Orleans, and then you play that Kings game and you lose, right? And it would have been very easy to spin that as, hey, that's one game. De'Aaron Fox had 40, or, you know, our shooters were cold and you can bring everyone back, or the coaching staff, whatever they could have sold. But now there's none of that. You got clear answers.
I think if they had lost that play-in game, I don't think that they were bringing everyone back. But I get your point. No. You know, like, okay. Okay.
Let me cope. This is a tough time. Like, let me cope with
the Lakers. The Lakers won as many playoff games this route as they would have that route. So, like, either way, you know, like,
That's not true, Anthony. They could buck up and, you know, they could win game four and make this a 5-game gentleman sweep, you know?
You know what's funny?
I mean, you're not going to beat a LeBron and AD team 12 times in a row, okay? It's just not going to happen.
You know, like, today the Lakers or yesterday by the time you guys are listening in pod form. And by the way, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're getting your pods. Please, if you guys are watching live on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you guys are watching live on Twitter, head on over to youtube.com/@LakersLounge to support the show there. And also tell your friends, like, what other show brings on a sarcastic, happy bald man after the Lakers are on the verge of getting
straight
swept
from the insane asylum? You know, it's just.
Yeah, I was going to ask Harrison, like, do you like padded walls? Like, how are they treating you?
You know, I keep like scrawling in my own blood. Do you think Darvin regrets saying we're ducking no smoke? We don't duck any fades. Because, you know, I mean, I guess maybe he just meant they were going to light themselves on fire while being punched. And so in that case, correct. That's exactly what they did. So, yeah. It's
I want to know
what, like, no one wanted to be wrong more than me. I really was hoping that, you know, it's like, okay, you know, maybe there's some things they haven't shown. Maybe Gabe will make a difference. And
did you think, you know, we'd get swept though? Like, I mean,
sort of, to be honest.
And
that felt
like, charitable is how I'll put it.
Yeah. I just did not believe based on anything that we saw in the regular season games this year. And so I was just like, yeah, I don't, you know.
All right. So we have another surprise guest here.
What?
I don't know what this is going to look like on your guys's YouTube screens. Like, this might get a little cramped, but we'll see what this looks like. Oh, it did do what I was hoping it would do. Sabrina Merchant. Thank you very much for hopping on. Sabrina, are you pro tank now?
I have been pro tank. Let's make that clear.
No, that's not true. You were pro tank and then you sort of got shamed out of it. You're like,
I believe when I saw Emmanuel Acho say that tanking would make sense, then I was temporarily shamed. But no.
It was me, him,
once
and
Magic
we
Johnson
were holding
was
the line,
on,
okay.
Once Magic Johnson was anti-tank, then I was back on board.
I like that it took two games before he was like, he's like, the Lakers, that's the most heinous thing I've ever seen. No one should ever intentionally lose a game. You should want to play the best. And then by game two, he's like, I was too sad to tweet after the end of game two. And
the number of people who were taking like the happy victory lap there, like just lapping up the praise for saying the most like easy thing to say there, right? Like the columns that were being written about it. Don't you dare. It would be an insult to the basketball gods will smite you. What the hell does this feel like? This is not the basketball gods smiting us. What does smiting feel like?
Sabrina,
I want to believe there's basketball gods that do the right thing. Like, I want to believe like that's a thing that's real, you know, and I'm going
to believe.
What
did we do to deserve this, Raj? I don't know.
And those are things that I'll have to reflect in my own life and wonder where I went wrong and stuff like that. But
Raj is
I'm
looking
sure.
back at his past memories. He's like, let's rewatch these ones, you know.
I gotta go.
Sabrina,
back,
I believe you said it best, that there is a basketball god and his name is Nikola Jokic and he's here to punish us.
Yeah, it turns out the basketball god that we were pleasing his final say over the season.
It's really annoying because I watch the Nuggets play and I thoroughly enjoy watching their style of basketball and I love watching Jokic and I adore KCP and Aaron Gordon is the guy I've wanted on the Lakers since the 2004 draft. And then it's just like, I'm numb to this at this point. Like, every game just feels the same over and over again. Like,
I'm happy that you made that point, Sabrina, because I thought I would be a lot angrier. Like, if you would have told me going into the season that it was going to end in the first round the exact same way that it ended last year with like another sweep to the same team that has now beaten you, at that point it will have been 12 games, I would like be pulling out my hair. I would be really, really like Harrison would find
me
hair
too
to pull out, you know, like. Yeah, yanking out the beard, but like I find that I'm at like a weird ease, and that makes me wonder if it might be time to call it quits on this era. Like the like, you watch LeBron tonight; he doesn't have an extra gear to get to. AD is like doing his damnedest to compete against Jokic, but he's just clearly better. Jokic is, The Lakers just don't have the spare parts, the assets, or the brain power up top in this organization to make it work and like actually
not wrong, Harrison.
to compete with this like with this organization like with Denver. Like if it was if like the only thing stopping me essentially from saying blow it up, just rebuild here is that it would be Rob Pelinka in charge of the rebuild. And I don't want to see that. But like that ease that you're talking about, Sabrina, that just acceptance of their fate is like really kind of striking right now. I hopped on here. I told Raj, I'm not sure I should do a show. I think I'm going to get really angry and I'm going to say all kinds of stuff that I'm probably going to regret. But as I was setting up the show and as I was prepping the links and as I was doing all of this stuff, I found that I was like,
as we were planning our ambush on Raj, you know,
that too.
Right.
But like, yeah. as I was going through all of that, I was really struck by, it just is what it is. That like, is that where you're at too?
Me?
Sabrina. Yeah. You made the point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know I was trying to talk myself into why this could be better this year against Denver, but after game one, I don't know that I actually believed it anymore. And I mean, I'm still like of the opinion that the Lakers would have fared fairly well against a different team in the Western Conference playoffs, but and considering all of the blow it up options involve like Trae Young or other small guards who have historical playoff failures, I don't really see the value in blowing it up. Like, just give me any of the other teams in the West, and I think we're in a much different position right now.
But isn't it hurts that it's like still inevitable, right? It's just like those early game runs against Denver. It's like, yeah, cool. You're convincing yourself that the Lakers have a chance in this. And then Denver happens and it's over. Like, I actually think Raj was the person to ask that question of, because like the three of us, oh, right, no. We have other interests, right?
Sabrina, no. Can I intervene?
Sabrina
here?
Covers a whole different league. Like,
this was my week off. I was supposed to be enjoying watching the Lakers this week.
Yeah. Harrison and I, like, you know, we will actually text each other about things that are not the Lakers, but like Raj has nothing else. Like Raj
right.
has no other interest. Right. Like Raj not has wrong. Nothing else that he's going to like lean on here. So like Raj, do you feel
Raj, the LA Kings play like, tomorrow?
What, like, I think I'd be best served to just like get out of the way here and let you just kind of vent with where your heart is at. Do you agree with the acceptance thing that Harris or that Sabrina and I are talking about? Do you agree finally with Harrison? I know you don't, but like, is that, you know, the more that you think about it, maybe possibly like where are you at here? Because at one point tonight, I looked over and your hood was over the entirety of your face during
a dark second half for sure. I'll say it's a long countdown now to Summer League, which is July, first weekend of July. So that's
I think it's a little bit later this year.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay. So maybe in July 15th or something.
Booked the wrong room. So he's got to go.
Yeah, I got to go change my reservations now. No, like, so what's most, like, I guess sad and disappointing to me, we did, like, the preview pod, and I kind of made my reasonings why. I didn't pick us to beat Denver. I thought this would be closer. And honestly, the first two games were kind of indicative of a team that at least was different from how we lost last year. Like, last year, the scores are, like, 129 to 132. Right. And we just could not guard them. And obviously we couldn't keep up offensively in the fourth because their production just continued. And if you just look on the basketball floor, like I felt like I'm living in a house and you three were telling me there's a storm coming. And I was like, the clouds look nice outside. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it looks good. There's no clouds. It's a sunny day.
Shade.
And it's yeah, like it's a little dark, breeze. But it'll be all right. We'll live through the storm. And I'm talking about D'Lo, by the way, because D'Lo had a good season and I was
you
like
got hit by lightning when you walked outside.
One of my reasonings was there's no way D'Lo could be worse, right, than last season. And you're
I don't
and,
think he was worse.
I guess tonight, technically not.
Actually, that
but
is
I mean,
fair.
Tonight,
you know,
I
honestly,
think he was worse.
Extremely was worse low bar.
But like, I mean, yeah, like the bar
D'Lo
was in
somehow
hell.
Dug down to get under the bar. Like that bar was lying on the ground, and D'Lo found a shovel.
Yeah. And then so obviously game one happens. We're up 12. Denver comes back and they take that one. Fine. Game two, you're up 20. Anthony Davis is cooking, which he's never cooking against Denver that early. Hits 14 straight shots in a row. I'm of the belief that when we lost that game, that's when the season ended, in my opinion. So, like, I know it's gonna be another sweep, and I'm gonna have to, when I'm like 55 years old, I'm gonna have to explain to, if I have kids, that this series also could have had, you know, a closer score to it if things went a different way. But yeah, like I'm in like a reflective mode. I'm not in the like mood to just dump this though. Dump this era. Like, I think AD's too good. I think LeBron is still a star. He's just a star in different ways. Like, Aaron Gordon is just the worst person to have him on. A guy that relentlessly cuts, attacks the rim, and crashes the offensive board. That's just not a guy you want LeBron on, and I think he wore down. So I'm not in that mode yet to just sell this whole team off. I'm really concerned what happens to the role players because I feel like, again, losing like this gives you a license to be crazy. And I don't think Rob Pelinka needs any more licenses to be crazy. So, like, I just feel like we're going to get a lot more crazy stuff this summer. But that's kind of where I'm at. Again, like, people are going to call me insane for thinking, again, that the series was closer than it should have been. But I rewatched those game one, man, and game two I watched yesterday. Like, I'm not saying it's a close
in a row. It's all right, you know.
No, I'm not saying they're close.
Comfy.
No, I'm not saying it was close at all. I'm just saying, like, that game one and game two, we made real mistakes that have burned us. And then Jamal Murray hit like five straight Michael Jordan mixed with Kobe Bryant mixed with Steph Curry shots. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Denver was making like a quarter of their wide open threes in those first two games.
But those are the guys we were want to shoot though. Like, we gave Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, Aaron Gordon, like Reggie, like those are the guys you have to give up. Like, you have to give up something against Denver, right? We're starting to dig in when Jamal Murray comes off Jokic screen rolls. We're digging in on the wing so that he has to pick his dribble up and kick it out. If MPJ is going to hit six straight contested threes, then you're dead. Like,
they're not contested when it's MPJ. He's like 7 feet taller than anybody else. Right.
But there's no one that can contest him. So, like, they're contested in a general theoretical sense, I guess.
So what you're describing is a hopeless situation that you would think your team would want to avoid. Hey, Raj, I'm actually gonna, you know, this I'm going heel turn. I'm actually gonna side with Raj on this one. Like, I don't think that it's time to blow it up, you know, Anthony, not just because I don't really trust the people in charge to do something better, you know, but also because, you know, like, I mean, these guys are still like, they're still pretty good. And, you know, it's like, you really think that, you know, it's like, oh, like, blow it up. And, you know, Rob Pelinka with cap space and assets, he's really going to be cooking, you know, it's yeah.
Mushroom cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know what the alternative is, like what Harrison said. I mean, how is anything that could like, happen?
Trade them for what? Like, what are you getting for LeBron? Like, you can't hold LeBron hostage. Like, you're going to trade him somewhere and they're going to give you like, you know, something token thing, whatever. Like, what are you trading Anthony Davis for? Like, is his value like that incredibly high? Like, obviously he's good. He's had a good playoff run. Like, I'm not saying like he, you know, you'd have to give up something to get off
as high as it's ever been.
Yeah, but like
value is as high as it's ever been right now.
I think it was probably higher in 2019 when he got to the Lakers.
Well, like while he's been a Laker, that's fair. Altogether.
And I mean, the other point that I'll make is, Anthony, you've been trying to blow this thing up since 2019 when LeBron looked a little bit bad in a fourth quarter against the Knicks. And so, you know,
come on.
Wash.
It's like you're so
you got blocked by Mario
Hezonja. The listener here, the listener has heard you every single summer be like, you know, maybe if the Lakers don't want to be serious, they should just trade LeBron. And like, you know, I just think it, to some degree, there's a little bit of Chicken Little in you where you always want to be the first to the take to blow it up. And so I feel like I have to speak for the listener here on this one.
No, I think like as I was making the case to blow it up, I realized it would be Rob Pelinka doing the blowing up and the rebuilding. And like, it's
you
want to
give him five more years of job security where it's like, oh, like, you know, the team's not expected to be good. So Rob, just, you know, let him cook. He'll slow marinate. It's, you know, he's going to preheat the oven. It's going to be great.
This is making me feel so much worse than the game did.
He's like, you know what, Jeannie? I think that it's time for us to sort of bow out of this era. Wemby's era is coming, and we just need to accumulate assets and cap space, and then we're going to sign him in 7 years.
And Jeannie's like, yes, you're right. Great idea. You're hired. Here's an extension. Yeah, I also, like, at the end of the day, Like, we're watching this game, and I guess Darvin Ham in the introductory, you know, when in the intro announcements or the intros for the game, Darvin got booed.
Okay, I was gonna say, if you're gonna read something from his intro, like, I don't even want to hear another quote from this man. I'm so tired of it.
Also true. Also fair. But Darvin got booed at the beginning of the game. At the end of the game, there were fire Darvin chants. The inevitable is coming, right? Like, you know, the
you think Phil Handy, interim coach for game four?
That would increase their chances of winning.
We're, you know, no team, look, no team has, I'm going to make the case right now, no team has ever come back from down 3-0, but you know what one of the most powerful performance-enhancing drugs in the NBA is that's totally legal? The dead cat bounce. And so, you know, if you fire a coach and you get, like, you know, you bring, you have your version of Weekend at Bernie's, you know, and, like, all of a sudden, you know, Phil Handy's the next Bernie Bickerstaff, they go undefeated 4-0 just on the strength of the improved vibes, you know? It's like everybody's playing harder because they don't hate their boss. And then all of a sudden you defeat the basketball gods. You're basically Kratos from God of War. Like, you climb Mount Olympus, you stab Zeus in the heart, and then you kick him off the mountaintop. And, you know, that's what it is.
So many references.
So many references that Raj just like.
My favorite part of that was Raj's face getting more and more confused with each one.
He got the Bernie Bickerstaff part, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I got that part. Yeah. He's all like, the rest of that, no idea.
But did you realize
Bernie is the Bernie that you're talking about?
Is that on your bucket list?
I thought it was just we had the coach for a weekend. That's why I thought, like, we had Bernie Bickerstaff for like a weekend. That's why.
The time in between. Firing Mike Brown, firing Mike D'Antoni was so weird.
He wasn't coach for long. Like, that's right.
It's actually not that. You're not that far off. It basically was a weekend. Like, it.
No idea.
What is Mike D'Antoni doing? Does he want to come in for, like, you know, for four? Just, you know.
This is not a terrible Mike D'Antoni team. But
you play Spencer Dinwiddie at center, though. You think you're tired of the Lakers small ball lineups like with Darvin? It's like
just Mike D'Antoni gets hired. I will only coach you if you let me bring Earl Clark with me.
He's getting fired for like illegal substitutions in seven guard lineups. You know, it's just.
I mean, I guess it's a super awkward way to get there. The path that we got there is hilarious. But the whole Darvin Ham ED thing, do we want to talk about that? I don't want to talk about the game. I'm going to find every excuse that I can possibly find to not talk about that game because it was very predictable. When the Lakers jumped out to the 10-point, if I could live tweet, I'm not allowed to live tweet or live bet in Texas. That is not something we are allowed to do. I would have bet
you're not allowed to
right
live tweet
there
in Texas. Thank God. Yeah, change we can believe in. I wasn't so sure about the politicians in your state before, but, you know, maybe they do have some good ideas.
But I do want, so Raj and I talked about the Darvin Ham AD situation at halftime. And for those of you who honestly, if you weren't paying attention to it, you're much better off than all of us. But essentially, at the end of game two, Anthony Davis says that the Lakers will go stretches where it looks like they don't know what they're doing, or it feels like they don't know what they're doing. And Darvin Ham was asked at practice today or shoot around today about that quote. And rather than, you know, taking a PR stance, was it yesterday? It was yesterday. No. Yeah. So yesterday is when Darvin was asked about it. And at that time, Darvin basically like went quote for quote, shot for shot with Anthony Davis in the media. And then today the story advanced when Jared Greenberg of NBA TV offered up the report that there were some in the Lakers organization who were disappointed with Anthony Davis for that quote. And Ramona Shelburne also said that Darvin and AD spoke to each other about it and everything is good. The timing of the last two, I'm not quite sure about because, you know, Twitter. But anyway, I wanted to know, Harrison, I'll go to you on this one. I wanted to know, like, when I saw these quotes, I got a text from a few people around the league is like, oh, okay, so he's just gone. Like, this is just his going out with his pride intact. But what was your response to the way that all of this played out?
Yeah, I mean, about the same as those people around the league. I mean, to be honest, I sort of was inclined to agree with Aaron on the show that you did earlier that, like, I don't really know how much different he's supposed to say. Like, I understand there's, like, maybe a slightly more PR correct answer or whatever, but, like, to some degree, he sort of has to defend him. Like, he's fighting for his job here, you know, and it's like he's probably not going to keep it, but he's maybe fighting for future jobs here, and your star kind of kicking you on the way out and being like, we're not prepared. Like, that's the kind of thing that ends up costing you interviews down the line. I mean, future it already took him, yeah, like, what was it, like, you know, 27 interviews or whatever to get this job, which, like, you know, it was like initially framed as like an inspiring story of perseverance and how did all these guys, these teams pass on him, and then it's like, wait a second, what did they
he kept saying, like, you don't need wings, you can just play point guards, you don't need any other position but point guards. Yeah,
and so,
I also...
I mean, I sort of, that's how I took it. And, it, you know, again, it's just like, I just think, like, it would be, you know, I'm sort of honestly with Raj again on this one that, like, this is obviously not going to happen because the Lakers would get fined, you know, for, like, ducking media obligations and whatever. And, like, the, you know, they're certain that they're going to miss out on some serious playoff gate revenue this year. So they're not going to be wanting to pay extra fines for that or whatever, and possibly going to be paying a couple head coaches coming up here. So they're not going to be, you know, racking up extra money. But it's just like, it would probably be better for everyone, like, if he just didn't talk for, like, the rest of the series, because I'm not sure, like, nothing he is going to say is going to make anyone feel any better at this point, you know?
Yeah, the thing that annoyed me most out of this was the whole the Lakers are annoyed or disappointed with Anthony Davis aspect of it, because you're about to fire Darvin Ham. Like, if he gets swept, we know where this is going. He can't be your coach next year. And you just signed Anthony Davis to an extension. So why piss off the guy that you know is going to be in your organization for the sake of a guy that you,
well, mostly Anthony, I got to step in here. There's a Lakers way to handle these things. And the way that you do it is you tell Woj that the coach is getting fired, like, right as the buzzer is sounding. Okay, you don't sound off on him in a press conference. You just stab him in the back all year with your moves and, like, through the media. And you just say, like, you know, constantly leak that, like, oh, you know, he's on the hot seat if he doesn't win these next couple games. Like, that is the classy way to do it. You don't bring up on the record with your face attached to it that, hey, you know, we didn't feel the most prepared for this playoff game. You know,
Darvin Ham's quote after the game, that's the way the game goes. It's a make or miss league. We have to keep the scoreboard moving.
That's a real quote.
What?
That's
real.
I'm
quote
sorry.
By Jovan Buha.
It's a make or miss league. We have to keep
it's
the
a make
scoreboard
or miss league
moving.
After going down 3-0 is so good. I'm sorry.
We either
that
make
is true,
or miss
Darvin. They do add up the makes and misses at the end of each game, and so far you've had a lot more misses than you know the Nuggets have had makes.
It's wisdoms and lessons, Harrison.
That in retrospect, again, this should have been a red flag, you know.
But like,
they're like,
Harrison,
what are you gonna do to adjust and, like, try and help Russ be more successful? Well, you know, it's just about wisdom and lessons at the end of the day. It's not about wins.
Haven't beaten the Nuggets since Russ was on the roster.
And Thomas Bryant, but, you know. But...